Passage D. When word processing operators carry out a mail merge, there are common tasks to be done, even though there are many different word processing packages available. Full stop. It is necessary to learn how to use your own word processing software to perform these common tasks. Full stop. Merging documents typically involves three steps. Full stop. Firstly, you need to type a main document which contains the text you want to be identical in each printed version. Full stop. You then need to make a list of the separate items of text which will vary in each letter. Full stop. These items will be put into the letter as field codes to tell the word processing software where they need to be inserted. Full stop. Secondly, you prepare a data file to contain the text that varies in each version of the merged document. Full stop. The most common data that people insert into mail merge letters is a list of names and addresses, but this variable information can also include graphics if required. Full stop. Thirdly, the merge operation is performed to combine the variable information with the standard text. Full stop. Each document produced is a unique version of the main document. Full stop. You can send your merged documents to a printer or to a new file where it can be viewed and checked before printing. Full stop. This is very useful because it avoids wasting costly letterheads if the mail merge has been set up incorrectly. Full stop. Other features of the mail merge facility include providing information during the merge operation, printing multiple documents as one, and selective merge to use information from the data file conditionally. Full stop. Mail merge will create other unique documents in addition to letters, such as legal documents and mailing labels. Full stop. When you create mailing labels yourself, it requires skill to measure carefully to make certain that the addresses are placed correctly on each label. Full stop. Some word processing mail merge facilities use a macro to automate the print merge setup. Full stop. All you have to do is to run the macro and select from a list the size of labels on which you want your addresses to be printed, and the macro will calculate printing placement so that the names and addresses print squarely on your mailing labels. Full stop. Then you merge the mailing labels with the data file and print them out. Full stop. Mail merge is a very useful facility when you think you can use the same data to create letters, labels, envelopes, and lists. Full stop.